Six music
from 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape
right now.
It's Don Letts.
Yes, my people, I'm Don Letts and this is a Culture Clash Christmas session. For the next 2 hours, I'm your guide for a Yuletide ride that'll cross time, space and genres.
Santa Claus is getting to town.
Even though I'd like to think I'm too cool for Yule, and I've tried to avoid getting caught up in the whole Christmas thing, I have to confess, they've got me. So, I've trawled through my seasonal selections from my past 5 years on the station that rules the nation to hit you with a 2 hour selection of Christmas cuts that hopefully won't make you want to throw up.
Santa Claus is getting to town.
For the most part, I've avoided the obvious, even though I have to confess to liking some of them. So, there's no John Lennon, there's no Pogues, there's not even that Slade track I kind of like. But there might be a couple of guilty pleasures. In the first hour of my Culture Clash Christmas selection, you'll be hearing from Stevie Wonder, The Kinks, Ika Mouse, Polystyrene, Run DMC, Thea Gilmore, Toots and the Maytals, and Tony Hancock, to name just a few. Granville Williams Orchestra, Santa Claus is Skying to Town. This is Paul Simon's Getting Ready for Christmas.
Getting ready.
Ringo Starr Cruiser with 207's Just Like Christmas. It's a funny time of year, this, meaning different things to different people, and to some, it means nothing at all. But whichever side of the fence you're on, I want you to put on your dancing shoes and get ready to boogaloo, because you're listening to a Culture Clash Christmas selection with me, Don Letts, on 6 Music.
When the days of December in number,
we'll be right back.
Metal's Christmas Feeling Ska. You know, it's not just that I was beaten into submission by the constant bombardment of sounds, sights and general festive feeling. I've got two little girls called Liberty and Honor, and I'd be a crap dad if I didn't do the right thing. Here's two in a row with a seasonal flow. First up from 1967, Stevie Wonder's What Christmas Means to Me.
Oh yeah, candles burning low, lots of mistletoe. Everywhere we go, choirs singing carols right outside my door. All these things and more.
All these things.
Oh, that's what Christmas means to me, my love.
That's what Christmas means to me, my love.
Yeah, and you know what I mean. I see a smiling face like I never seen before. Seems I love you more. The little cards you'll give me will touch my heart for sure. All these things and more, darling. Oh, that's what Christmas means to me, my love. Oh yeah, I feel like running wild, as anxious as a little child to greet you neath the mistletoe.
Boys. time. But remember the kids who got nothing while you're drinking down your wine. For your silly toys, Father Christmas, please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make us a noise.
Let the young ones hear that, because I wouldn't want to be accused of blowing the big guy's cover. The Kinks there with 1977's Father Christmas. The tale of a department store Santa that gets beaten up by a gang of kids who want money instead of toys. Right, let's flip the script and see how the brothers throw down this time of year. From 1979, this is Curtis Blow's Christmas Rapping.
It was the night before Christmas, and all through the
hold
house...
Hold it now, wait, hold it, that's played out. Hit it!
Don't you give me all that jive about things you wrote before I was alive. Cause this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme. Bought a red suited dude with a friendly attitude and a sleigh full of goodies for the people on the block. Got a long white beard, maybe looks kinda weird, and if you ever see him, he can give you quite a shock. Now people, let me tell you about last year when the dude came flying over here. Well, the hawk was out, snow was on the ground, folks stayed in to party down. The beat was thumping on the box, and I was dancing in my socks, and the drummer played at a solid pace, and the taste of the bass was in my face. And the guitar player lay down the heavy layer of the funky chunky rhythm of the disco beat. And the guy with the 88 started to participate, and I can sure appreciate the sound so sweet. We were all in the mood, so we had a little food and a joke and a smoke and a little bit of wine. When I thought I heard a hoop on the top of the roof, could it be it wasn't me? I was feeling super fine, so I went to the attic where I thought I heard the static on the chance that the fans put somebody breaking in. Put the noise on the top with the reindeer drop. Just a trick, same thing, and I let the sucker in. He was rolling, he was pulling, and I said, holy moly, you got a lot of wishes on your chinny chin chin. I said, yo, God, it's cold tonight, but can you stop for a drop before you go? He said, why not? If the music's hot, and I'll chance to dance beneath the mistletoe. And before he went, this fine old gent bought a gift with a sip through his big red bag. And the grown-ups got some presents too, a new TV and a stereo, a new Seville by the bluest sky, the best that money couldn't buy. Cause new to red back at the pole of North, where everything is cold. But if he weren't right here tonight, he'd say Merry Christmas. And to all, I get down, stop messing around when Curtis Blow is in your town. I'm Curtis Blow on the microphone, a place called Harlem was my home. I was rocking one day, it started to shake, and sung to me I like an earthquake. I packed my bags, I said goodbye, I kissed my woman and I started to fly. I came to Earth by a meteorite to rock you all on the mic. So just kick off your shoes, let your fingers pop, cause Curtis Blow's just about ready to rock. Now the people in the back, if you're not the wax, say the people in the front, if you want to bump, say. The people in the middle, if you want to wiggle, say. And the people on the side, if you want to slide, say. Not a preacher or a teacher or an electrician, a fighter or a writer or a politician. The man with the key to your ignition, Curtis Blow is competition. Young ladies, shock the house, jazzy young ladies, shock the house. Now just throw your hands in the air and wave it like you just don't care. If y'all really ready to rock the house this morning, somebody say, oh yeah. Everybody say ho, 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 ho. And
Run DMC's Christmas Rapping. On your feet, stay that way, because it's time for the sisters.
Listen. Now I ain't talking just to tease. People like you don't go on trees. Look ahead, that's how it's gonna be. I got Merry everything Christmas. I need. Shoo-dee-doo-doo. Around my
Merry Christmas.
Soulful Christmas tree.
Shoo-dee-doo-doo-doo.
Merry Christmas, baby. Happy New Year. Oh, I love
Merry
you.
Christmas.
A good girl.
Was Faith Evans' Soulful Christmas, which you can find on 205's Faithful Christmas. Now, a lot of time spent thinking about who wants what for Christmas, but ever wondered what Santa might want this time of year? Well, here's late American blues singer Albert King with the answer. Santa wants some loving.
Mama in the kitchen cooking, and the children upstairs asleep. It's time for old Santa Claus to make his midnight cream call. Santa Claus wants some loving, yeah, now. Santa Claus wants some loving. I know it's something real pretty under that Christmas tree. I ain't had no loving and it's worrying me, 'cause Santa Claus wants some loving. Do you hear me? Santa Claus wants some loving. This old bicycle, I can't seem to find my plows. I'm halfway watching mama before she get that sleep in her eyes. 'Cause Santa Claus wants some loving, buddy. Santa Claus wants some loving.
On BBC Radio 6 Music.
One, two.
Hello, hello. This is Paul Weller.
And this is Bradley Williams.
The Olympic gold medalist and the Modfather team up to bring you 2 hours of their favourite music.
You're going to be hearing some tracks from Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Gladys Knight, Paul Weller himself,
Bobby Bland,
the Buzzcocks,
Little Richards, bit of soul, bit of everything.
Did you come by car or bike?
I came by car today. It's far too cold to be riding a bike.
Bradley Wiggins and Paul Weller.
What about the stick on sideburns?
You think I was the only one who ever had sideburns? Mad, you know what I mean?
It's a compliment, though.
Have you ever been mistaken for Brad Wiggins?
Funnily enough, no, I haven't.
Boxing Day afternoon at 1 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Jessica Biel and Megan Fox, wearing nothing but their socks, is all I really want for Christmas this year.
Well, that's just not practical.
Spending a week in Mexico with some black guys and some blow is all I really want for Christmas this year.
Oh, that sounds terrific. How about you, kids?
I would like a pair of skates, then I'd go out skating, but I really don't know how to skate.
I want a Lexus all in pink and a dad who doesn't drink.
Oh, and that reminds me, 12 kegs of beer.
All these happy wishes and lots of Christmas cheer is all I really want this year.
Santa's got his work cut out for him.
Oh, we ain't even gotten started yet.
I want to tour the Spanish coast.
Lunch with Michael Landon's ghost is all I really want for Christmas this year.
Wait, what?
Forget it, keep going.
Jennifer Garner in my bed.
Softer voices in my head.
Is all I really want for Christmas this year.
Yellow cake uranium, never mind the reason. Also chutes and ladders and a ball.
Doesn't this seem like too much stuff?
Pull on you, it's not enough.
Buddy boy, I got your Christmas right here.
All these happy wishes and lots of Christmas cheer is all I really want this year.
I'm just saying, it seems a bit excessive.
Oh, get off your soapbox, Brian. It's Christmas.
And Christmas is about getting. Everyone in town knows that.
Japanese girls with no restraint, just to choke me till I faint, is all I really want for Christmas this year. Giggity.
Platinum plated silverware.
Just one day when kids don't stare.
It's all I really want for Christmas this year.
If you put a Christmas tree in the public airport, I will go to court and sue your ass. Happy holiday!
Wouldn't I love a Tinker Toy?
And a little drummer boy. He can either tap his drum or my ring.
want a golden mustache comb
and some spermicidal foam.
That's all I really want for Christmas this year.
I want a brand new pitching wedge.
I would like more lemon pledge.
That's all I really want for Christmas this year.
I just want a wedding ring from someone named Jeffrey.
I just want some colored Easter eggs.
I want a Blu-ray of The Wiz.
We don't know what Christmas is.
We have something else called Gish Gam Floof Nee.
All I Really Want for Christmas, Peter Griffin and family laying their cards on the table. And if you want some laugh-out-loud entertainment during the holiday period, you could do a lot worse than watching Family Guy on BBC Three. Now, here's a whole different take on the festive season from the late Polystyrene. The other side of this time of the year, thinking about those who aren't here for whatever reason. And truth be told, I tend to get melancholy around this time of year, reflecting on the same thing. Anyway, that was the late great Polystyrene with Black Christmas. Right, let me put a smile back on your face with some spot-on Yuletide observations courtesy of Thea Gilmore.
French beer and mistletoe, that'll be Christmas. Cars queuing on the edge of town,
waiter in a stupid hat, muddy boots on the welcome mat. You just can't say no to that. And hot wine and a Christmas tree, the sound of music and the family, faith, hope and gluttony, that'll be Christmas.
Talk about encapsulating a moment of time. That was Thea Gilmore's That'll Be Christmas. Now, I remember the first time I saw her must have been on Later with Jules Holland, and you could tell back then that she had it going on. You're listening to a Culture Clash Christmas election with me, Don Letts, on BBC Six Music, and it's time in the show for three in a row, all with a seasonal flow. To kick it off, from 2006, this is Bootsy Collins, This Christmas.
This Christmas, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Check it out, baby.
Hang all the mistletoe, I wanna get to know.
You better, baby.
This Christmas, as we trim the tree,
how much fun is gonna be, baby,
together. This Christmas, fireside blazing bright, we're caroling through the night.
Place to see Christmas with you. It means the world to me. Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer.
Personal stash.
And I guess it's time to open a package.
Ooh. Ooh.
Baby.
The time is now. The place is here, and the whole wide world is filled with joy.
From 1987, that was Run DMC's Christmas in Hollis, produced by Rick Rubin. You see, even rappers and cool producers fall under Santa's spell. Before that, Frank Cosmo's Merry Christmas. You know, I spent Christmas in Jamaica once, and I'll never forget the surreal sight of overweight Jamaican dudes dressed as Santa, working in the shopping malls, and dripping in sweat.
Giggle them and giggle them and giggle them and giggle and a bloody people. giggle them, a giggle them, a giggle them, a giggle them, a giggle and a bloody giggle. On the mountain, by the fountain, riding on a penny farther hen, watching the little children.
First Jamaican artist to be known as a sing-jay, that was Ika Mouse with The Night Before Christmas. You're listening to a Culture Clash Christmas session with me, Don Letts, on Six Music. Coming up in part two, the Beach Boys, Sufjan Stevens, the Kingstonians, the Sugar Cubes, and the Reverend Edward W. Claiborne, amongst others. But before we get to that, here's one I prepared earlier. Well, a few years back, actually. This is Tony Hancock's Christmas East Cheam Style, mashed with Jackie Mitto, Bagger and Pablo Black's After Christmas.
The last time, we are not having any decorations.
Oh, but Tub, you can't have Christmas without any decorations.
This lad can. I don't hold with them. Stupid custom. I'm not having bits of coloured paper hanging from my ceiling, matey. I spent 30 bob having this room done out, and I'm not having it. I'm not having pinholes all over it.
Well, at least we can have a tree.
We are not having a tree. Horrible, messy things. Only have to knock them, and you've got showers of green needles all over the place. I've only got to come running down in my rope sandals one morning, I'll have feet like pincushions. No, thank you.
Well, that's a fine thing. Sitting down at Christmas dinner with no decorations and no tree.
What Christmas dinner?
Well, surely we're going to have Christmas dinner.
No. Egg and chips, a mug of cocoa, and straight up to bed, that's me.
Oh, but Tub,
I have spoken, do you mind? Christmas is going to be just like any other day in this house. Dead miserable. So put that in your pudding and stir it.
You're a mean old skinflint. Doesn't Christmas mean anything to you?
Bah, humbug. I hate Christmas. It's a racket. All the prices go up. You can spend pounds if you're not careful. Well, I'm not going to. Not an extra penny is leaving my purse. I certainly can't afford any Christmas jollification.
Misery.
Hello, more of them. Sling a bucket of water out the window.
No, wait a minute. I recognize that voice. It's Sydney.
It can't be. He's standing out there in short trousers and school cap.
That's him. He's on the fiddle again.
Gathering winter view. Well. Money for the carol singer, sir?
Come off it, Sid. The short trousers aren't fooling anybody. I'd recognize those legs anywhere. Great hairy things with bumps on them. What's the big idea?
No harm, I'm just trying to find a few coppers for Christmas.
I'll find a few with helmets on if you don't clear off.
You wouldn't want to see me wandering the streets at Christmas time.
Of course not, Sydney. You can come and spend Christmas here with us.
He cannot. For the last time, we are not celebrating Christmas.
Well, at least you can see I've got a roof over my head and a bite to eat.
Yes, that's the least you can do.
All right, then. 12 and 6 for your lodgings and 3 and 6 for Christmas dinner.
Well, all right, where do I sleep and what do I eat?
In the dog kennel, 2 Polish eggs and half a spud.
All right, then. Well, I tell you what, I'll come in and put up the decorations, all the balloons and paper chains and tinsel.
That's going to look a bit silly in the dog kennel, isn't it? But it's certainly not going up in this house.
Oh, blimey, whoever wrote a Christmas without decorations?
Look, if I hear one more word about kids, decorations and Christmas, I'm kicking you all out in the street. And you can hang your balloons and bells on a telegraph pole and have the time of your lives. And I hope it rains. I'm going to bed and read me copy of Bleak House. More carol singers. Where's me shotgun? I'll spray them with buckshot. What do you want?
Good evening, brethren.
Oh. Oh, hello,
Vicar. My word, you nearly had an overcoat full of Tintex then.
On the back of your neck, because it's Christmas time.
Sufjan Stevens, Hey Guys, It's Christmas. You're tuned to the second hour of Culture Clash Radio with me, Don Letts, on Six Music. Still to come, The Flaming Lips, Lee Scratch Perry, Corner Shop, The Gentle People and Ella Fitzgerald. Right, don't think this was really a Christmas song, but it is now. The Fabulous Flames bass-heavy version of Neil Diamond's Holly Holy.
Christmas Day. On the 25th of December 1928 is a national issue of Heaven to the World, that is Jesus' birthday. Some people use it wrong way, wrong way, wrong way. Some people use the wrong way to celebrate Christmas Day. Some people work every day and draw good money every pay. And here's what the same people say: I'm gonna spend my money and have my way. Some people use wrong way, wrong way, wrong way. Some people use the wrong way to celebrate Christmas Day. While the church is praying on Christmas Day, other people are roaming the streets and dragging their soul away. Some people use wrong way, wrong way, wrong way. Some people use the wrong way to celebrate Christmas Day. Some people use the wrong way, wrong way, wrong way. Some people use the wrong way to celebrate Christmas Day.
Keeping it real, the man known as the guitar evangelist. That was the Reverend Edward W. Claiborne's The Wrong Way to Celebrate Christmas Day, which only goes to show the consumer side of the festive season's not really a new concept. Next up, the Sugar Cubes with 1988's Christmas Day.
So
You know what's worse than a crap Christmas present? Having to open it in front of the giver and pretending you like it. And another thing that bugs me is I don't like giving presents I wouldn't like to receive, which comes with its own dilemmas, but that's not what it's about, is it? Or is it? Now, I was going to introduce this next one as a guilty pleasure, but the Don ain't guilty of nothing, because if Christmas is what it's about, then this surely hits the spot. The Pretenders, 2,000 Miles. Clash Christmas selection with me, Don Letts, on Six Music, the station that, thanks to you, still rules the nation. This is the Kingstonians wishing you all, as I do, a Merry Christmas.
Christmas.
Beach Boys, Christmas Morning, which I guess is really exciting if you're young, and possibly less so if you're like me. Let's just say older. But you know who it's really terrifying for? Turkeys. Let's put some culture in my clash with something I put together for last year's show, featuring a spoken word piece I found by the late, great Sir Alec Guinness, simply titled Christmas.
The bells of waiting Advent ring, the tortoise stove is lit again, and lamp oil light across the night has caught the streaks of winter rain in many a stained glass window sheen from Crimson Lake to Hooker's Green. The holly in the windy hedge and round the manor house the yew will soon be stripped to deck the ledge, the altar, font and arch and pew, so that the villagers can say, the church looks nice on Christmas Day. Provincial public houses blaze and corporation tram cars clang, on lighted tenements I gaze where paper decorations hang, and bunting in the red town hall says, Merry Christmas to you all. And London shops on Christmas Eve are strung with silver bells and flowers as hurrying clerks the city leave to pigeon-haunted classic towers. And marbled clouds go scudding by the many-steepled London sky. And girls in slacks remember Dad, and oafish louts remember Mum, and sleepless children's hearts are glad, and Christmas morning bells say come, even to shining ones who dwell safe in the Dorchester Hotel. And is it true? And is it true, this most tremendous tale of all, seen in a stained glass window's hue, a baby in an ox's stall, the maker of the stars and sea become a child on earth for me? And is it true? For if it is, no loving fingers tying strings around those tissued fripperies, the sweet and silly Christmas things, bath salts and inexpensive scent, and hideous tie so kindly meant. No love that in a family dwells, no caroling in frosty air, nor all the steeple-shaking bells can with this single truth compare. That God was man in Palestine, and lives today in bread and wine.
For the life of me, I can't remember the name of the artist that did that version of Have Yourself a Merry Christmas. Anyways, that was Sir Alec Guinness with Christmas. Now, here's the daddy of Christmas tunes, and one that always tugs at my heart. Recorded in just 18 minutes and first released in 1942. Bing Crosby's White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry. May all your Christmas Christmases be well.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
The values of boundless curiosity.
A broadcaster with almost no sensorial mandate or agenda.
He's the man of the lugubrious voice, John Peel.
A music philosophy that broke convention.
I quite like that process of being fairly regularly and consistently wrong.
And a legacy that lives on through debate. Billy Bragg presents The John Peel Lecture. Exploring the role of music broadcasting and whether to embrace pirates into the mainstream.
You're supposed to take an interest in what's happening now and what's going to happen next.
The exploration and love of music.
The John Peel Lecture with Billy Bragg. This Sunday at 12 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
It's for Christmas, the season of good cheer.
A
is for happiness to last you through the years. R is for respect that each and all should show. In this holy season, wherever for Santa Claus, the children all do know.
T is for toys, for little girls and boys.
Around the world, where'er they be, we'll find them joyfully. The place where he was born.
A
is for angels who watched from dusk till dawn.
S is for star that led three men from afar.
And remembering these, we hope you'll see a very merry Christmas wherever.
From the Trojan Christmas box set, a compilation of three CDs that would make a good last-minute present should you need one. That was the Rhythm Aces' Meaning of Christmas. Now, duty bound to let you know, you can catch up and listen again to my Culture Clash Christmas selection on my page of the Six Music website, Lifeline of the Late Night DJ.
Going outside
say what you want? Can you say what you want to be? Can you be what you want? Can you be what you are?
Second appearance from Sufjan Stevens. That was The Worst Christmas Ever. And he's just released a 5-EP box set of seasonal tunes that'll also make a good present, as it's full of stickers, posters and tattoos. There's even an origami-style Christmas decoration. Bargain. Right, let's flip the script and head to Jamaica.
Oh, our Father, he's the maker of Mary. And Mary, he's the mother of the world. The child is a blessing from the Father. Oh, let's give him thanks and praise. Sing a sweet, sweet song to you, you, you. A sweet, sweet song to you, to everyone. Oh, coming. Let's not fight, not worry, not worry. Christmas is here.
wishing you all a happy Christmas as I do. And I've got to thank you for sticking with the Don through the year. Nay, years. Respect. Now, before I get all emotional, I'm going to go for a final three in a row, all with a Yuletide flow. First up, from 203's Ego Tripping at the Gates of Hell, this is the Flaming Lips, A Change at Christmas. Say It Isn't So.
All right, here we go. Hey, Andrew, you ready over there, huh?
I'm all set.
Hey, Richard, you good, huh?
I'm ready, Wayne. Let's do it. Come on.
Hey, David, you're good, huh?
I'm feeling good.
Well, Mike.
Let's do
it. All right, here we go. Everything's gonna work out just fine. I can see it. I can see it ahead.
Oh,
voila. Socks.
Soap.
Encore des chaussettes.
Handkerchief.
Bubble bath. Du maquillage.
Golf balls.
Du savon.
Gloves. Scarves. Hats.
Du bain moussant. Des chaussettes. Des tricots.
Jumpers.
Beaucoup de gants.
Stationery set. Felt tip pens.
Une cagoule.
Turkey. Chocolate Brazils. Turkish Delight.
Pourquoi tu me donnes toujours des chaussettes?
Nuts. Uncles, grandparents, nieces, nephews.
Lemon colored finet sweater. Mickey Mouse pants.
Jellied fruits. Gentleman's relish.
Christmas tree pine scented air freshener.
Chestnut puree. Brandy butter.
A chest for you. Candy rock.
Luxurious Christmas puddings with cider.
Chi-Chi, oh so soft and cuddly doll. And also Tiffany Taylor doll, which has switchable hair that goes from brunette to blonde. Happy holidays from me, Dougie Dimensional, in New York.
Brushes, a manicure set,
oiled hand,
gentleman's relish,
Corner shops, every year so different. One of the few new Christmas tunes to catch my ear this year. Hey, whatever you might think about the whole thing, it ain't that easy to write a good Christmas tune. Preceding that, a shopping list of things to get you through the coming week or so. You had Gentle People's Gentle Christmas. I'm Don Letts, wishing you and everyone at Six Music a Merry Christmas and a better New Year. Christmas and Happy New Year from Lee Scratch Perry and Sandra Robinson. Well, my friends, looks like we've reached the end, but don't forget you can soundtrack your seasonal festivities with my Christmas selection via the Six Music website. You've been listening to a Culture Clash Christmas session with me, Don Letts, on Six Music. And if you like what you heard, please spread the word. I'm back next week with my tribute to Joe Strummer, marking the 10th anniversary of his passing. Until such time, like Ella Fitzgerald, I want to know, what are you doing for New Year's Eve?
You. This is Six Music.
Available at the Six Music website and every morning at 4 a.m. BBC Radio Six Music documentaries. Telling the stories in music that matter.
This is going to be my Icelandic album, you know, if there ever was one.
In the early days, once we left Liverpool, we were living in each other's pockets, so we wrote constantly together.
From Jack White.
Perhaps you need the devil on your side to really make some of this stuff happen.
To Lee Scratch Perry.
Turn off the good time, return off the past. This is Lee Scratch Perry, say hi. BBC Six Live and Direct.
Find out more at the Six Music website. Right now, it's the Introducing Mixtape.
Hello, Echo. I finally found you again. Hello, Echo. I finally found you again. Don't fade. Don't call out through the night, pick up your bones, echo, and drape them round your heart, oh. Don't fade, echo, you yearn to touch the ground.
I'm Tom Robinson and welcome to Six Music's weekly Introducing Mixtape. 60 minutes of top tunes from the BBC Introducing Uploader, handpicked by me for your listening enjoyment. You'll find the full track listing for this programme, together with information about each of the artists, at bbc.co.uk/blogs/TomRobinson.